Yo, today's QOD is fill your mind with how you want it. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Dr. John DeMartini on the show today, and he's talking about your self-talk, because the way you talk to yourself is everything. You got to know how to step in and silence your inner critic and replace that self-talk, that negative self-talk, with whatever it is that you want. Dr. DeMartini, he's coming up.
I was told when I was 17 years old by a very wise old man who was 93 at the time, he told me every single day for the rest of my life, say one affirmation to me, and it would change the course of my life. I was a high school dropout. I was a long-haired hippie guy living on the North Shore of Oahu. I almost died. I had not read a book from cover to cover because I had learning disabilities. And I had a vision and dream to be a great teacher, healer, and philosopher and travel the world. Where that came from was sitting inside my psyche somewhere, primarily inspired by the meeting of this gentleman. And I told him I didn't know how I could do that. I didn't know how I could ever live that dream because I didn't know how to read. And I had learning problems. And this wise 93-year-old gentleman said to me, "That's not a problem. Just say this one thing every single day the rest of your life and never miss a day." And I said, "What's that?" He said, "Say, I am a genius and I apply my wisdom. I'm a genius and I apply my wisdom." He made me say it over and over and over again until I felt it. He said, "Say it every single day, never miss a day, until the cells of your body tingle with it. And the second they tingle with it, so will the world." Well, I am absolutely certain that what we say to ourselves determines our destiny. Because once in 2 years after saying that, I was now at a college and at the top of my class, and I was tutoring people in calculus 2 years later. And I was saying every single day, multiple times during the day, "I'm a genius and I apply my wisdom. I'm a master reader. Whatever I read, I retain. I have a photographic, autographic mind. Whatever is really important to me, I got for life." And I started reframing things. That shifted me. I had another affirmation, a statement, that I said that the universe is my playground, the world is my home, and every country is another room in the house, because I dreamed about stepping foot in every country on the face of the earth. And lo and behold, I've said that, started 17 years ago saying that, I believe, and carried that around saying that, and a couple years ago, almost 3 years ago, I happened to end up getting involved in purchasing of a ship called the World that travels all over the world and steps foot in every country. And it's a playground for the rich. So I realized that that affirmation, even the name of the ship, was called the World. And I said that the universe is my playground, the world is my home, and every country is another room in the house. And because I said that, all of a sudden I realized, oh my God, that's even manifested. Now everybody here has time to talk to themselves, because you are doing it, whether you like it or not. You just may not be saying what you really want to hear. You may be filling your mind with things that other people are saying instead of deciding what it is you want to say and commanding it and demanding it and saying it. I could fill up an entire 24-hour day with statements to myself, I assure you, right now. I'm a master of persistence. I do what it takes. I do what I love. I love what I do. I'm a master of persistence. I'm a master reader. Whatever I read, I retain. I could just go all day long with it, because I realize that if I don't fill my mind with how I want it, it's going to get filled with how I don't. Would you agree, when you have idle time, you start worrying, wondering, and wandering and worrying and wavering? Yes? So fill your mind with how you want it. I also wanted to travel and step foot in all the countries, and I wanted to go around the world. So I went over to American Express Travel Service, which I don't know if you have those here. I went to the American Express Travel Service and I said, "I want every brochure you have." They said, "Can't you be specific on your trip?" I said, "No, I want every brochure you have." "We have hundreds of brochures." "I know." So I came into my little roller cart, came in and got a stack about this high of nothing but brochures, hundreds of these brochures. I went over to my office. I got some scissors and I cut out every picture on the face of the earth. I go, God, I'd love to go there. I'd love to go there. And I made a book out of it. And I haven't gone to every single one of them yet. But a great vast majority of the places that I dream about going, I've now manifested either talks to do there, places to go there, or the ship goes there. So what we see for ourselves, because that's a visual, and what we say to ourselves, and what our purpose is, and what our thinking is, determines our destiny, and that's going to be based on the hierarchy of our values. Remember, we determine our values by what we see, what we talk about, what we think about, etc. So if we shift our values, and we then make it easy on ourselves by visualizing, affirming, thinking, and focusing on what it is that we would love, we increase the probability because human intention is creative in nature. We have the power in our mind to manifest things. And whatever our innermost dominant thought becomes our outermost tangible reality. And I know you've heard this, but you may not have done this. And the why is big enough, the hows will take care of themselves. You'll do it. This weekend is also about that. I'll give you the strategy, but I have to play with your mind to get you inspired enough to go and do it. And if you do it, to the degree that you are inspired to do it and says, I'm ready to go there. And I don't mean hype. I mean, solid principles at work is the degree that you will go out and change your financial destiny. And that is exactly what this program is dedicated to. And I fully intend to get that outcome. Are you with me on that? How many are ready for that outcome? The next one is feeling. If I'm at work and I'm just standing here like this and I'm going, or I talked with no feeling. If I said this, all right, everybody must have affirmations and do some visualizations and think about their goals and have a purpose. Can you see that that feeling is different than the way I've been saying it? There are four magical feelings that draw money to you. Four magical feelings that people will invest in. One is gratitude. One is love. One is inspiration, and one is enthusiasm. Those are all the four cardinal pillars, four cardinal feelings of wealth building. Gratitude, love, inspiration, enthusiasm. When you're grateful, your heart opens, because gratitude is the key that opens up the gateway of the heart. When your heart opens, you feel love. When you feel love, your mind is clear and you get inspired. When you're inspired, your body becomes enthusiastic in its motion. If you are doing something, you're great. If you have a career that you're grateful for having, and you love doing it, and you're inspired about the outcome of what you're getting, and you enthusiastically do it, you have more opportunities come to you to make more wealth than any other possibility. You'll get promotions. You'll see somebody else going, God, we want to hire that person because they're so inspired by their work. You get either promotions, side motions, or more wealth. And nobody wants to have you leave, and they'll give you more income because of it. I know that I've developed some degree of wealth in my life because I love what I'm doing, I'm grateful for the opportunity to do it, I'm inspired by it, and I enthusiastically do it day after day after day. So that's your affirmation. I'm grateful, I'm loving, I'm inspired, I'm enthusiastic. That's what your affirmation is. I'm grateful, I'm loving, I'm inspired, I'm enthusiastic. Whatever your business, if you're in practice, if you're selling a product, if you are grateful for the opportunity to serve that person, if you love the opportunity to be able to give that product away and get rewarded for it, and you love your job, and you're inspired about the possibilities of their life by that product, and you sell it with enthusiasm, your business grows. Would you agree? Impossible to stop your business from growing with those four things. That's why I recommend on a daily basis that if you think you screwed up, you write down how it served you and others and clear the illusion of guilt, and then write down on a daily basis, every single day, start keeping a list of the things you can be grateful for, a Count Your Blessings list. That's why I wrote the book, Count Your Blessings. My mother taught me when I was about 4 years old going to sleep. She says, be sure to count your blessings, because people who are grateful for what they have get more to be grateful for. I have in my book and on my computer a list of thousands of things I can be grateful for. And I'm adding to that list weekly. opportunities that have come to me, things that I wasn't expecting even. I call it a blessings list. The opportunity to meet somebody, the opportunity to learn something, the opportunity to go someplace. It just says, had the opportunity to have dinner with so-and-so, had the opportunity to meet this, had the opportunity to speak at this location, had the opportunity to sell this new book, had the opportunity to, whatever it might be, you keep a list of it. Because train your mind to be grateful, because gratitude opens up the gateway of the heart, allows love that permeates out of the heart, out to shine, and clears the mind for inspiration and gets your body enthusiastic. And those draw to you wealth.
That was Dr. DeMartini talking about self-talk and gratitude. His website is drdemartini.com. You can check out today's entire talk on an audio program you can pick up at audible.com called Dr. John DeMartini's Ultimate Wealth Mastery Library. All right, my friend, don't forget, if you want ad-free episodes, go to the App Store, download the Stitcher app, and join Stitcher Premium for as little as $2.99 a month for no ads at all. That's over. No more ads. It's amazing. I'll see you tomorrow. We got Brené Brown on the show. Don't miss it. I'm out. Peace.